Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the fan on this Friday, 888-808-1019. Ahead of Wild Card Weekend, we'll have our Perfect Parlay Pick segment later on, go over all the picks and have some fun discussing Wild Card Weekend, but we are talking Pete Alonso right now with the Mets.
Yeah, I need a little help here, guys. I need a little ruling, Hoff. I'm going to have to pull you in, obviously, Sal. Okay. You know, all right, so listen.
Maybe we get Boyle's idea here, too.
We'll get his thought on this. No doubt. So I don't understand this. And so yesterday I'm at St. John's, and I have to film the Red Storm Report, right?
Yes.
Episode one, it's going to be on tonight. It's going to be on tomorrow, MSG. Check it out. I've tweeted some stuff out, whatever.
You sent in those pics, dude. The facility looks great.
And they got a new one coming to the car. That's the old facility. They're getting a new one in a few years. Yeah, no, Rick brought some money with him, there's no doubt. And a big one tomorrow night against Villanova at the Garden. It's going to be fun. St. John's is very good this year. But anyway, so now, and I'll do this. There's 10 episodes. I've done this for well over a decade. I love doing it. And I will usually film it on a Wednesday or a Thursday. So obviously I've got to pack a suit. Whatever. So, you know, whenever I do it, at the end of it, I have one of the camera people, you know, one of the people I work with, take a picture of me and Rick. I put it out on Instagram. Let us know, hey, we got episode two coming up. We got one. All of a sudden, everybody's a fashion critic.
I think I know where we're going. Yeah.
They're either a fashion critic or, you skip leg day. I mean, everybody chimes in with their idiotic, moronic. And by the way, I got news for you. If there weren't dating apps, you'd get nothing. You got no game. Or you losers who chime in with this. It really doesn't bother me. I just laugh at these pathetic souls. Because then I, like, look at their picture, and they're gross. Right. They're absolutely losers, right? So, anyway.
Right. Like, I did get laid. You know, before I got married, of course. But I used to have sex. Yeah.
So I pulled the attire, and I even did it the night before. It's not like I did it in the morning. I just picked something that was sloppy. I got a nice turtleneck and a really, really nice blazer. I'm not going to tell you how. I don't wear suits anymore. I've got a couple.
Right.
I got about five or six really good Italian blazers that are not cheap. Okay. And I'll rotate them out, maybe even seven at this point. And I mixed in a little turtleneck.
I noticed the turtleneck.
What the hell is the problem with the turtleneck?
Hoff, did you see the pic? Did you send that to us in our group or I saw it on social media?
Yeah, I put it on social media.
Okay, so you might have sent it to the group as well. And it was like, it was a great pic. The facility, you hanging out with Patino.
What's wrong?
I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't notice the turtleneck. And my initial thought was not, oh, that looks bad or anything like that. It was that BT likes turtlenecks.
I do.
Yeah, you're a big turtleneck guy. I personally am not.
Why?
Do you think it's too preppy?
Is it not comfortable?
No, it's not comfortable to me. I don't like, it's up around, like I feel
all right, okay.
Claustrophobic.
Like a sausage, like kind of stuffing yourself in there.
Up on my grill like that. And I don't want to, I'm not a turtleneck guy. I don't feel that way,
so that's not an issue for me.
I don't think it looked bad. I think it looked fashionable. Hoff, what'd you think?
Yeah, not a fan. It looks like you're cold.
It was freezing, by the way.
I mean, it's 12 degrees.
Yeah, 37 mile per hour winds for the last week. Were we in Kansas with Dorothy?
I like necks. I'm a fan of necks, and I can't see
you. You have a neck fetish, you wacko?
I guess I do, clearly.
Now, before Boyle answers this, I have an idea to where he's going to go because I've seen him dress with the turtleneck. I think Boyle is going to say he liked your look.
Because he knows what's up.
Did you see the pic, Boyle?
I got it pulled up in front of me. I would have picked a different pattern of the blazer.
Look at this guy.
But the turtleneck with the blazer combo is good.
Okay. See, that's fair. I can handle that. And by the way, as I look at it,
pattern blazer.
I love the jacket, but I didn't love the jacket turtleneck combo. So I will agree with that.
I've done many broadcasts with the blazer turtleneck combo. It's a good
idea. Yeah, I mean, but in front of 19 people doing volleyball, nobody sees it. So anyway, so nobody cares.
That's a shot.
I love you, Pat. I'm messing around, kind of. Listen, I don't understand, like, if it's, and my wife hates it.
I was going to say,
she thinks it looks awful.
So she doesn't have any say in what you wear or help you out in that regard?
Well, no, she definitely helps me out in terms of
meaning, like, picking the outfit. Like,
you should listen to her.
Well, we're making with this, I should, right? Yeah. No, she's very good. She's got good style.
Well, you picked it out and just were like, and she doesn't like that look.
Yeah, and I ignore it. She's been telling me for 2 years she doesn't like it.
My wife does the same thing. Yeah, I'm with you.
I like it, so I'm going to wear it.
That's what you're wearing, or that you don't even match. I'm like, what do you know about fashion? Get out of here.
My wife's got a fashion sense.
I used to have style single in the city.
Yeah. I promise you, if I was single in the city and I went out with that look, I'm doing well.
Don't put us to the test.
Well, I always got to keep going. But I just don't think it's a bad look. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says.
Can I ask you a question? Like, say if you're going to a steak dinner, steakhouse.
Yes.
Would you be wearing that?
I would.
What else would you be wearing? Would you wear a hoodie?
You know, Lugie.
That's a good question. It seems unconventional, but now the hoodie's got to be very thin.
But and with I've
got
the jacket.
I've worn some hoodies with my sports jackets and jeans. Yeah.
Yes, I know that because you both wore hoodies when we went to the Rails, and you both looked ridiculous.
I knew you were going to bring that up, and Lugie, Lugie, he was giving us crap for that.
Lugie?
Yeah, he goes, you and BT going
to... with his Jersey Shore jeans that are three sizes too small? Yeah. I can't hear what Lugie says about style.
His white accessories and ripped jeans.
He's still wearing an earring, that kid?
Yeah, and look, his backwards hat every day to work. He was saying...
Because
you guys go to a steakhouse and you let Hoffa's the only one who wears a blazer and you guys are wearing hoodies.
Get the hell out of here.
They weren't hoodies. Like, it was a Banana Republic. Mine was a Banana Republic hoodie.
Mine was some Italian brand. I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm saying a hoodie to a steakhouse.
Look good, actually. It was like a maroon cranberry, right?
Yeah, don't you think like that was me kind of dressed up. Like,
didn't I say to you, would you get that for Christmas? Yeah. I actually liked it.
Right. You said that because I never dressed like that coming here.
Yeah.
But going there, I was like, hey, might as well. He asked me, Hoff's like, what are you going to wear? I go, jeans and probably a nice shirt. Like, I don't really want to wear. I wasn't in shape, but I couldn't wear one of these type hoodies.
No, you can't wear a girl that. It's a great sweatshirt, but not the rails. I mean, like good, but.
And Hoff comes in with the massive blazer that could have been the tablecloth.
Yeah. I dressed the part. I dressed the part. I'm a going to a steakhouse, dude. I dressed the role.
Oh, my God.
I mean, maybe it was...
Dressed professional.
Hey, it's cold. I need a blanket. Hoff, can I get you a drink? Can I get you a blazer?
BT and Sal.
Honestly, so the final ruling.
I thought it was fine.
You're okay with
it. It's not my style. It was fine.
I also... Now, maybe this doesn't matter. Maybe not at all. I think if you're taller and bigger, I think it's more acceptable. I don't know. Based on social media,
I'm 4'7". In reality, I'm only 5'10" anyway, so I'm not the tall type to know that that would be a thing.
And I never forget anything. Last night, I'm watching the Yankee Hot Stove, and my guy Kay is wearing the turtleneck. I said, Jen, look what Kay's wearing. I said, you see?
How do you look? Not as good as you, I'm sure.
Honestly, he looked good.
Really?
It was like a crap. Yeah, it looked good.
You know.
I mean, I'll take my face.
Yeah. Well, what about your body?
I'll take his bank account. I'll take my body for sure.
Yeah, but we're talking about face, body.
No, I'll take mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over him.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, and I'll take that.
I would agree. I'm going with
it. I might take his gigs over my gigs.
You know, all right, let's take a break and come back. Get the show back on track. We'll get back to your Pete Alonso calls. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, all the fans.
I got a little FanDuel here. Yep, thank you. Thank you. Why don't you tell me a little later there, Patty? Maybe you can tell me when I'm in the bathroom.
See, this is user error here because it's either Dove or Boyle.
Hey,
there's one common denominator, BT.
Everybody's getting lazy around here except me and Sal and Huff.